Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name is Heather, and today I'm going to be doing something a little bit different. Here and there, I'm going to be doing some kind of ASMR talking episodes where I talk while I do something. And it's just supposed to be for like relaxation. Pretty much that's it, just for relaxation, stress relief, and just for like sensory soothing, that kind of a thing. So, but before I get into this episode, in this episode, I'm going to just be talking and just chit-chatting. You're going to hear the sounds. I'm going to be doing my makeup while I record this episode. So you're just going to hear the sounds of, you know, bottles being moved around, brushes, spray bottle for my setting spray, that kind of a thing. So I'm just going to be like telling you what I'm doing next, step by step, what I'm doing for my makeup. And it's just supposed to be for relaxation. It's not like a tutorial or anything. Also, if you want to find me on social media, you can search Heather Iris. I'm also on YouTube. And if you make a donation on here or on my Venmo, let me know and I can give you a shout out in my next episode. And if there's any requests you have for upcoming episodes, be sure to let me know. And definitely leave me a message if you want. I hope you guys are all doing good today. Let's go ahead and get into me doing my makeup. Okay, let me paint the picture for you, because obviously if you're listening to this, this is a podcast, so you're not seeing everything I'm doing. So I'm sitting in my bedroom in front of a full-length mirror, and I have my little makeup tackle box. My makeup tackle box is just like a clear, it's like a caboodle. If you guys are familiar with like the 80s or 90s, it's like a clear caboodles I got from Walmart. And so sitting in front of that, it's all open. We're ready to go do my makeup. So first thing first, I am pulling my hair back. I have one of those little banana clips, the little clippy claws. So I'm pulling my bangs out of the way. I've already put on some, vitamin C serum is what I've been using lately. And just some moisturizer and some eye moisturizer. And we're ready to go. So I have two different primers I use. Today I am using this one. It's the Equate off-brand of the Olay Regenerating Daily Serum. So it's like a teeny little, you can hear it's like a glass bottle, which sounds nice. You can hear your fingernails clip, like clacking against it. I like that sound, but anyways, so it's like a cloudy bottle. And the serum is like a silicone one. So I just squirt a little pea size amount onto my hands. I'm rubbing it between my hands. Because it has silicone, it's like really, I don't know, if you use primer with silicone, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it has like a really soft, like silky feel to it. So I just rub that all over my face. Kind of let that sink in. Sometimes I like to kind of use my fingertips to kind of smack my face just gently so the serum kind of goes in. I don't know if it does anything, but kind of using your fingertips to kind of like knead that serum in. It just kind of feels nice, like a little massage. Okay, that's all ready. So what we're going to do next is jump right into the foundation. So I'm using the CoverGirl Olay Simply Ageless. And I actually don't like this foundation, but I wear it on days where I'm not going to have to go do anything because I don't like this foundation. I don't feel like it offers a lot of coverage. But it looks cool because it's like swirled together. If you look up a picture of the bottle, The CoverGirl and Olay Simply Ageless. It has like a swirl of like face serum lotion. It's like white swirled with a nude color, which is the ivory color. It looks kind of cool. And then I just get one pump onto my hands. There's the lid. And then I just dot this all over my face. Some of these sounds are going to be very quiet, so you're going to have to listen up. I need to get a microphone. I'm going to get a microphone so you guys can hear the sounds better. And I'll do more ASMR, actually. ASMR episodes. This one's just kind of like a relaxation one. It's not really so much ASMR. It's just like something you can listen to when you're trying to fall asleep. I like listening to stuff like this when I'm trying to fall asleep and I just cannot. Oh my gosh, I just got a whole bunch of the foundation on my lashes. I've been recently doing my lashes, like a fake eyelashes type situation. I can explain that in a separate video, but just rubbing this in. So I'm just using my three fingers to tap this into my skin. And then I like to use the beauty blender after I kind of distribute it. See, this foundation, I'm looking at it, it's just kind of a strange foundation. It doesn't like really offer coverage. It's like sheer. But like, I don't know, splotchy. I don't know how else to explain it. And maybe it just sucks for my skin type. I'm not sure what the situation is or why it sucks so much. But I'm using it today because, like I said, I don't have to really go out and do anything today. I might go to the craft store. I've been doing some applique lately. So I might go get like a little bag, a purse or something to put some sewing embroidery and applique on it. Okay, so I've kind of distributed it as well as it's gonna get. So then I get out my beauty blender. I already got my beauty blender wet, and it's perfect to kind of now pat into your skin. I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear that, but it's just like this soft little sponge. It's a black one, and it's just gently tapping all that foundation into my skin. Okay, almost done with that. Okay, so now that the foundation is all blended into my skin, I like to get out my cover up or concealer. I'll do my under eye concealer usually first. Sometimes I'll even do it before I do my foundation. Usually I will, but because I have eyelashes on, I actually don't like to wear too much under eye concealer because it kind of just gets on the lashes, but I have a little bit. Again, I don't like this one that I have, but it's the Age Rewind by Maybelline. But listen to the sound it makes. It's the little twist concealer. You kind of crank it around, twist it, and then out comes a whole bunch of foundation, or sorry, some concealer. And it's so strange because a lot of people like this concealer, but I'm not a huge fan. So I use my middle finger or my ring finger to kind of just gently pat the under eye concealer onto my dark circles. And the reason why it works so well is the heat from your finger kind of melts the concealer into your skin and it just blends it really well. So I was going to do my concealer, but now I'm going to jump forward and do my eyeshadow primer. So this is the NYX eyeshadow base and it's the nude color. So I'm just going to twist that open. And it's just like a little tub or a pot of under eye concealer. Or sorry, not under eye concealer. I'm getting confused. Eyeshadow base. So I'm just literally dipping my finger into that and then just rubbing that over my eyelids. Even if you don't wear eyeshadow, it's good to wear some eyelid primer if you have like, you know, oily skin, because it helps it so it doesn't make your eyeliner and mascara smudge all over. So I just put that on, and then I would just kind of tap on some setting powder to that, just to keep that in place. I got a big fluffy brush with glitter on the handle to kind of fluff that into place. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and use my concealer. So I am using one with salicylic acid in it. It's Elme. And it's pretty good concealer. I just have a few spots, so I'm using that concealer to kind of go over any redness I might have. You just kind of dot that into place. I like doing my makeup. I think it's relaxing. I was cuddling my cat this morning. Oh my gosh, he is just the sweetest thing. He was really like relaxed, and I was just, you know, rubbing his little forehead and his little chin and his neck. He's only 6 months, so he's tiny. If you want to see a picture, you can go to my Instagram, but oh my gosh, he is like the most relaxing thing I've ever seen. Except for when he has accidents, that frustrates me. Okay, so I'm just dotting it, like I said, onto that redness or those spots. And then I just use my finger to just gently blend that in. I find that that's the best way for me to apply concealer. Again, you're using your fingertip. Obviously, wash your hands before you start, but, you know, just gently use your fingertip to tap it in. Kind of blend it out gently. Okay, so once that's all done, what I'm going to do is I use this lip color actually for my blush, for like a cream blush. So I'm just going to open that up. Just dot a few dots. It's like, it looks like a lip gloss, but it's like a liquid lip color, liquid lipstick. And I dot a few little dots on my cheeks, and then I blend it out. You want to do your liquid makeup first before you jump ahead to powders. Honestly, I don't love them. I feel like I need to like go on a shopping spree for makeup, because I feel like I don't really love any of my makeup right now. But just using my fingers to blend that out. I feel like this color is like not the prettiest. It's a little too pink. I'm going to try to blend it out. I applied a little bit much. Okay, so then after that, I get this lip color thing. It's like a, what is it? A tinted lip color or a tinted chapstick. I actually really like this one. It's Blistex Lip Vibrance. And I just twist the lid up and putting it on my lips. It's just like a barely hint of, I'm trying to think of the color, like a raspberry color. It's really, really pretty. Okay, so once I do that, this is where I would do my powders. So let me grab my makeup powder, my setting powder. Oh, this powder. Oh my gosh, I'm smelling it. I wish you could smell it. It's, oh geez, I don't even remember the brand. It's like a A lot of people like it. It's like a, you know, all the makeup gurus talk about it. You get it at the drugstore. I'll try to look up the name of it because I actually have it in a different container, but it smells so good. It's like perfumed, which usually I don't love makeup with a whole lot of scents, but it smells so good. So I'm swirling my big fluffy powder brush into the lid of my setting powder. And then I'm just going to tap in the setting powder into my skin all over. My skin is oily, so I like to do the setting powder, and then I actually even go back with a pressed powder on my T-zone. So I have like a pressed powder, and I have like a little, you know, the little flat makeup sponge, and I'm putting my makeup sponge into the pressed powder, and I'm just going to press that into my T-zone. Because that's where my skin tends to get oily. Oh, it's looking much nicer. Okay. So now I do my setting spray. And I'm excited because I actually ordered a new setting spray, so I'm going to try that out. But right now I'm using the NYX Matte Finish setting spray. And I do like 8 sprays or so kind of all over your face. Then I fan. Actually, I did only 6 sprays. So I fan my face. You can use an actual fan, or right now I'm just using my hands. Fan it till it's dry. And then this is when I would do my eyeliner and mascara, because you don't want to spray the setting spray onto that and then have it all smear. Okay, guys, we are all done for today. Hopefully that was enjoyable. I'll be doing some more of these episodes. Again, this is like kind of a new thing I'm trying out. So if you have any advice or feedback, or if there's like something you want to hear in particular, be sure to let me know. I hope you guys have a great day today, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, guys.